Former President Donald Trump telling Fox News on Monday that he would not return to the platform, even if Elon reinstated his account. Trump saying that he will be using his Truth Social account over the next few days as originally planned, while adding that he had hoped the Musk deal would go through because he would make improvements to Twitter.
Stop it. Stop it now. We have to keep this going.
This is the Trevor Carey Show. On the Valley's Power Talk.
It's official. Twitter's new owner is the world's richest person, Tesla CEO Elon Musk. The social media company will be acquired by Musk for $54.20 a share, or about $44 billion. Once the deal is done, which is subject to shareholders' approval, Twitter will become a privately held company. Twitter's board changing course and agreeing to sell the social media platform to Musk after initially gearing to fight the takeover attempt. In a statement, Musk said that free speech is the bedrock of a functioning democracy, and Twitter is the digital town square where matters vital to the future of humanity are debated.
Well, is it true? Is it true? Elon Musk is a Democrat, doesn't seem to be a liberal, social Marxist Democrat. See, in America, we can have Republicans and we can have Democrats. And if a Democrat can look at me and go, hey, there, Kerry, I disagree with everything that you stand for. But you can talk about it at a university. You can talk about it on the street corner. You have freedom of speech on your talk show, just like I do as a Democrat. You betcha. Are we all for America? Are we down for the economy? Are we down for kids learning about reading, writing, and arithmetic and leaving out the talk of sexuality? Are you going to quit teaching kids that they're oppressed by? So if we agree on the basics that we used to, in America, used to be Republicans and Democrats said, what are you talking about? Marriage is between a man and a woman. Well, we'll see how Elon Musk works out here. You know, he's all for free speech, the CEO of Tesla, and currently the richest man in the world. It looks like it's actually going to happen. The Twitter board announced they've reached an agreement to sell 100% of the company for $54.20 a share. Well, you know what? They probably looked around recently and been like, there's a little problem with Netflix, a little problem with Disney. How soon is it going to hit Twitter? And our shares won't be that high. Yeah, let's go ahead and sell to this white horse that's walked in to the room, right? Well, here's what Elon Musk says, and I'm trusting him to this point, giving me no reason not to. He tried a couple weeks. He's been going after this, and there was that attempt, the poison pill. That failed, and he said, I invest in Twitter. I believe its potential to be the platform for free speech around the globe, and I believe free speech is a societal imperative for a functioning democracy. He said free speech is a bedrock. Twitter's the digital town square. I want to make Twitter better than ever by enhancing the product with new features, making the algorithms open source to increase trust, defeating the spam bots, and authenticating all humans. Twitter has tremendous potential. I look forward to working with the company and community of users to unlock it. So how do they authenticate all humans? Is it the, are there five pictures of a boat in this square? I guess, is that how they're going to do it? Type in WJ4SJ9K. And I'm like, is that a capital K or small case K? I don't know how they'll authenticate the humans on this. Agrawal, he is the CEO. Will he be in the top job? I don't know. Let's go back and see what Elon Musk was tweeting about him. He tweeted about the CEO of Twitter on Twitter, calling him, comparing him to former Soviet leader Joseph Stalin. So I don't know if he wants to keep a Stalin around. But before we set off the fireworks, remember, we have to see here. Time will tell how this all works out. And Twitter shares popped 5% with the company board accepting this $46 billion offer. Okay, well, does that mean that wokeism is on the ropes? I would say so. I think this is a step in the right direction. It shows that there are still, I guess, enough Americans awake to stifle the woke. Who said that wokeism is on the ropes? He also said, let's go ahead and let's put it out of misery in 2022. Who would say something like that? Well, L.A. Sheriff Alex Villanueva. He's the one that actually uttered those words over the weekend. It's happening, man. It is happening. Too many people are truly concerned about America. And Sheriff Villanueva down in L.A. County was joined by two other sheriffs as well. Wokeism in 2022. He's talking about the defunders. We remember the defunders. He was one of the defund the policers, right?
Kamala Harris.
Yeah, that's right. Straight up she was. And Sheriff Villanueva calling those folks out for wreaking havoc on public safety, talking about the homeless, the crime crisis. And he brought up the fact that, see, here's the thing, man. You just can't keep throwing money at this. There's no way that you can throw money at this and it's actually going to work. Sheriff Villanueva talking about $6.5 billion in 10 years. That's what L.A. County has spent. $6.5 billion on the homelessness issue. You taking that money and taking every single person that had slept one night out on the streets of L.A., yeah, all of them over 10 years, divided up with $6.5 billion, I bet you might have could have cured the problem a whole lot easier if you just said, here's the money. Move to Wichita and buy a house. See, the number of homeless living in the county has increased 10 years ago, 39,000, now 83,000. 83,000. 5,700 homeless down in Smell Lake County live on trains. To quote again the sheriff of L.A. County to say we haven't come a long way in a short period of time, he's saying wokeism's on the ropes. Let's put it out of its misery in 2022. My only goal is to make L.A. livable again. So if you live in a really, really liberal area and you have somebody that is elected by the voters in that liberal area saying that it's time to put wokeism out of its misery, man, That says a whole lot, doesn't it? Oh, he's going after L.A. County D.A. Gascon as well about all the violent crime and smash and grab robberies. You got a sheriff down in Florida, Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson down in Florida, told residents that they're more than welcome to shoot burglars. Here's his quote. He said, if somebody's breaking into your house, you're more than welcome to shoot them in Santa Rosa County. We prefer that you do, actually. You know, I'm not laughing about somebody getting blown away with a shotgun in somebody's hallway. I'm laughing at the revolt against wokeism. It's awesome, isn't it? There was a guy running around Santa Rosa County in Florida. And the dude had been arrested 17 times since the age of 13. He'd been sent to prison for 6.5 years for what? Home invasion. And he was doing it again. He was on the run. And that's why that sheriff responded that way. He said, some people just don't learn. He said, we've dealt with this guy the whole time. Hopefully this time he will go. He will not get out and he'll be caught and sent back to prison. Well, we've seen it. We don't want a war in America. Do not want a war. But listen to the Federation or the American Federation of Teachers, the AFT, Randy Weingarten. We played her audio over the last 2 years. She's the president of the ATF, and she's the one that kept the kids out of school, right? And she's bringing up these culture wars. And the announcement of Elon Musk and Twitter is definitely going to help on our side of the culture war. But she's in reference to, you know, teaching kids about gender and sexuality at a young age. She says that anybody that's opposed to what they're trying to do is trying to divide and conquer, and actually that's how wars get started, she said.
Same. It's this notion. And look, we've been very lucky in America, and we in some ways live in a bubble for a long time. This is propaganda. Yep. This is misinformation. This is the way in which wars start. This is the way in which hatred starts.
Oh, starts, huh? Hatred starts? Oh, there's been a whole lot of hatred dished out there, sweetheart. I would like to, Randy Weingarten. Randy, you got a sec? Yeah, Come here. I got somebody I want you to meet, Randy. Randy, this is John Rich of Big and Rich.
They better fear ever coming after my kids. I'll let you come after me all you want to. You leave my family alone. We will die for our families. I mean, right now, we, as my daddy would say, who's a quasi-Pentecostal style prison preacher, that I would charge hell wearing my gasoline suit with my water pistol blazing if you ever jack with my family.
Yeah. Randy, did you hear that? Here's a little more.
And that's what they don't understand in this country, these liberals and people running our country, that there is a fierce love and dedication and responsibility that we have as parents. If you step over that line and you start messing with my kids, there is no boundaries anymore between us. You want full contact sport? You want to raise the stakes on what you're doing to our kids and how you're, in my opinion, assaulting them in all these ways? You're going to assault my kids? Why don't you try to assault me one time? I'm going to step in front of these little kids. Now you're going to deal with a grown-ass man and a grown-ass woman who got nothing to lose and don't care what you have to think about it. This is where America's going.
There you go. Put that in your pipe and smoke it on a Monday, you woke liberals. And there's no one more woke or more liberal than the dude on MSNBC, black dude with the Don King hair. Have you seen him? You know, the big gray afro sticking up. I would say in today's America, the number one person that you can go after is, well, other than Adventure Church, is white, Christian, Trump-supporting, heterosexual, married with children, Republican-voting white males. That's the ones that you can attack. Yeah, raise a hand if that happens to be you. But I think now that there's somebody that's even more attacked and easier to go after, and nobody's going to say anything about it on the swamp media. Milly Estall, that's his name, the Don King-looking guy. If you happen to be a black Republican, wow.
Look, I make a hard distinction between black conservatives, of which there are many, yeah, and these tokens who are out here right now shucking and jiving for their white handlers.
Wow, shucking and jiving. I guess you talk about former NFL star Herschel Walker going to run for the Senate in Georgia, maybe.
And the way that you can know the difference between a token and a person who just happens to have conservative views is that the black conservative has an argument for why their policies will help the black community. So right. I'm sure Rufus and I could go back and forth about where the capital gains tax should be. Rufus would argue that the capital gains tax would help black people, lowering the capital gains tax would help black people build wealth. And I could disagree with that, right? Do you think Herschel Walker understood that sentence?
No joke. Agent Squires, I know we got a busy week and we got some great guests coming up. We got Dinesh D'Souza. We just had Dr. Victor Davis Hanson on today. But I think we should reach out to Herschel Walker and see if he will answer about... Oh, sorry, I hit the mic right in your ears, guys. Sorry. See if he'll answer about the capital gains tax. I would love to get a response from candidate Herschel Walker on the capital gains tax. I guarantee he could school Don King look-alike. That's over on MSNBC. On CNN right now, they're actually starting to make some good points. Yeah, they're waking up, because they realize that people like Sheriff Villanueva and Elon Musk on Twitter are not going to allow them to get away with this kind of stuff anymore. Maren Catherine Hamm, I played you in the 3 o'clock hour. She was on with Bill Maher on HBO talking about COVID. You know, she sounded like Senator Rand Paul from a year ago, her flip around. But here's CNN's Mary Catherine Hamm talking about Governor Ron DeSantis and his, you know, horrible decision, right? If you listen to the CNN, you'll hear is, you know, the don't say gay bill. He hates gay people. He hates trans, you know, that whole thing. But when you get somebody out of the CNN studios and actually get them on with Bill Maher, they're a little different, I guess.
There's the political part, which I think DeSantis and people who agree with this say we're gonna fix this imbalance where 6 woke employees at Disney say you guys got to go after DeSantis and the voters of Florida who put all these guys into office, and Florida goes nah, and that's not a bad political move.
You mean that's a good political move because it's standing up for the people. Do you see how she even realizes that 6 woke people went after Disney? See? They're waking up. Even Bill Maher's waking up, realizing what this hinges on, that it's actually real, that critical race theory is actually being taught.
It hinges on whether there really is something going on in the schools that never was going on there before and maybe shouldn't be going on there. We got information today about this. They took out 41 textbooks, math textbooks. But here's one measuring racial, this is a math question, measuring racial prejudice by political identification. Do we have the chart here? I mean, this is teaching math, and why use that example? You see, very liberal, moderately liberal, somewhat liberal. What happened to, like, a train leave Chicago?
Right.
You know, why?
I'll tell you, because I'm a former teacher. I know exactly what's happening.
Okay.
Is that with all of this kind of revision to curriculum or adding new curriculum, whether it's gender, whether it's race, new ideas about race, when a school district says that they can get 80% of their students to grade level as readers and to grade level for math skills, we'll talk about some curriculum revisions or experimentation. But the public schools are our biggest failed public works progress program in this country in my lifetime.
Yeah, that's a writer for The Atlantic magazine saying, well, we'll get around to twisting things up a little bit after we get them reading, writing, and knowing how to add and subtract. I agree. Another reason why people are moving to Florida, my neighbor's parents. I interviewed his mom on the show and him. Her family escaped Cuba. Her and her husband, they're escaping California. They're moving to Florida. One of the reasons, Florida Department of Education, and you heard Bill Maher there talking about it, how they rejected 41% of submitted textbooks because they were critical race theory, man. It's all, imagine what's in California school textbooks. We don't have to imagine it if you're a parent, right? No, you don't. And amazing, simply amazing to hear all this injection of race. And Bill Maher was saying he doesn't know why Democrats do it to themselves. You got you have L.A. County Sheriff Villanueva talking about wokeism is on the ropes. Let's put it out of its misery in 2022.
Okay, I'm just going to say it. I don't know a lot of black Republicans who really ride for black people. I mean, just take a look at just some of the things they're saying.
Why are we voting the way that we vote? What are the policies that we truly believe in? Because, you know, really, the black population, other minority populations, were generally more conservative. We just don't vote that way. And so they know that I'm a danger to them.
Listen to the cookout. Listen to this cookout smackdown. She had a black conservative Republican on.
Okay. Those are all things not ever heard at the cookout, let me assure you. So with a record number of black Republicans running for office who seem to represent the interests of the GOP and not necessarily the community, I really do want to have an honest intellectual exchange about why.
You started out saying it's not talked about at the cookout. It actually is talked about at the cookout. And in cookouts around the country, you'll hear people talking, having questions, African-Americans asking questions. What are African-Americans getting for that actual vote? You're giving 90% of the time, most of the time, for one party, but what are you getting in return?
Well, maybe very soon you'll be able to say something like that on Twitter. Elon Musk looking like he's going to be controlling it. We'll talk about that and more next.
The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
Man, you got to be a drug dealer to be able to afford to live in Orange County these days. Or I guess California, but median home price in Orange County reached what? Ready? What do you think? Median house price, Orange County, California. Million, you got it. Yep, reached a million for the first time last month. First Southern California county to ever hit that kind of pricey mark. That's for houses, condos, townhomes. It's a 22% jump in the year prior. Did your paycheck jump 22%? Maybe if you're a drug dealer, it did. Median price in Smell-A counties up to $840,000. That's up 12% from a year earlier. You know, when Jed Clampett became a millionaire, he couldn't afford to move to California anymore when that black gold Texas tea came a-bubbling up, right? Okay, well, that's not good for the environment. No, not that black gold Texas tea. I've been sitting here going, what is the air conditioner making a clinking sound? And I don't know if anybody, you guys hear, I was like, what? It's my sunglasses hanging on my chain around my neck. Climate activist, this is sad. Wynn Bruce is his name. He was from California. And on Earth Day, which I wasn't aware was Friday, I found out on Saturday at the parade it was Earth Day. And he set himself on fire outside the Supreme Court late on Friday. And I don't know if you saw the video, helicopter coming down. And the video was out there. I didn't want to see it. I think back to that guy in Vietnam in the 60s, the monk that set himself on fire. That picture I remember as a kid, right? But this guy, Wynn Bruce, 50 years old, it was for climate change. That's why he burned himself. He'd planned on suicide for some time, even hinted at it on Facebook posts that he'd put out there, and he lit himself on fire and died. And there weren't, he put the post up and weren't a whole lot of comments. It's like people weren't like, well, I think even the most whacked out environmentalist that's in front of the tractor, you know, chaining themselves to the sequoia tree, you know, even that person who's faking like they're willing to get run over by a bulldozer, they're not, they know the bulldozer's going to stop. They're not willing to give their life for the environment, right? Nobody would be.
How dare you?
Except that guy. And the reason he doesn't have support is because that's just not normal. It's sad. It was a girl? Oh, that was Greta. I thought you meant, I was like, what? He was a guy that burned himself. Got it. All right. We have the women on the Coven on ABC that sit around in the morning and talk to the Moo crowd. They said that there's no such thing as fentanyl, right? Joey Behar, no such thing as fentanyl. Where's the proof that this is coming across the border, right? Well, okay. Joy, maybe we should send this to him here. I don't know how we would get something to Joey Behar, but authorities in Alameda County recovered some fentanyl and two illegal firearms. How much fentanyl? A couple pounds? That's dangerous. A couple pounds of fentanyl. No, 92.5 pounds of fentanyl. Yep. The did a search warrant in Oakland and Hayward Friday to Texas with the sheriff's office on a manufacturing lab. 42,000 grams headed for the streets of the Bay Area, maybe right over here to the valley. Alameda County Sheriff said this is a glimpse of the fentanyl epidemic. You hear that, Behar? Epidemic. 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 There's a new one out. I don't know if you've heard of this epidemic, but if you're a bird lover, and I do like to watch birds in my backyard, they never stay still long enough, though, to get into bird watching. I guess it takes, that's why it takes a long time, and you go to a park. But yeah, when I sit there and I watch them, I'm like, oh, it's kind of cool to watch this bird. It's 20 seconds. It's gone. You can't, I don't have a bird feeder, but my birds do eat the grass seed that's laid down, but the experts are telling you to immediately stop filling your bird feeders. Starve these birds to death. According to the CDC, 27 million cases of avian influenza have been reported in backyards and commercial property as of April 8th. H5N1 flu, unprecedented outbreak of avian influenza. They said it's so serious, experts recommending to not feed your little songbird outside your window. Okay, well, they're experts, so they know what they're talking about, right? Yeah, they do. Don't say that you aren't going to put that bird feeder out there. Do not stand up against Fauci. He's taking things rather personally these days.
Yeah, I'm destroying democracy. I'm taking away people's freedom.
Yep.
I'm doing all kinds of crazy things. I should criminalize me, arrest me, kill me, hang me, whatever they want to do. That led to a lot of death threats, which is the reason why I have to have security. But it is purely a reflection of profound and really unfortunate divisiveness in society, which spills over beyond me. You could see it in everything that goes on.
Fauci. And the reason I'm still playing you, Fauci, is the fact of, to kind of let you into where he is in his brain. He sees everyone saying that he's wrong as a lie. And now he's worried about the normalization of lies.
I mean, we have gotten into an arena or an era of what I call the normalization of lies. I had to maintain my own integrity as well as my responsibility to the public to tell them the truth. That clearly alienated a lot of people. And that alienation has taken on a much bigger issue now. So they're going to take the person who was very much admired for reasons of caring for the public health and making it a symbol of everything that's wrong with the world is me.
Correct. Well, not everything. People just have lost their minds out on the highways and byways, it seems to be. There were so many accidents all here in the Central Valley this weekend. We'll stroll over them and we'll talk more about Elon Musk take over a Twitter next.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. Listening to the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
Tough weekend on the highways and byways, man. You just got to look left, right, left, right, left, right, and then pull out. Let's go over. There's so many of them. I had to put them in chronological order here, time-wise. This started Friday night. Highway Patrol said a high-speed pursuit ended with a deadly crash in Kings County Friday night at 10. Highway 198 and 6th Avenue tried to stop a guy in a Chevy Camaro. He refused to pull over, driving faster than 100. He lost control, overturned, crashed in the back of another car. The two cars go down the embankment on the side of the highway near Avenue 11. CHP said the guy in the Camaro not wearing a seatbelt, he died at the scene. The woman driving the other car rushed to the hospital with major injuries. See, there she is in her car Friday night. Bam. An idiot driving 100, not pulling over for the cops. And in the back of his mind, he probably thought, well, if I get caught, it's not going to be that big a deal. I mean, I'm in California. He didn't get to go home that night. He passed. A man died after being hit by a vehicle in Selma Friday night. 10:30, Rose and Highland, drive of a Nissan Versa, hit Daryl Bagwell, 58 of Selma, walking within the westbound lane of the road. He was pronounced dead at the scene. The driver, Pedro Cortez of Selma, he didn't stop to help the guy, didn't call for any help, took off from the scene. The suspect vehicle was located. He was found at his home under the influence of alcohol, booked into Fresno County Jail on DUI charges. Two people killed in a deadly crash northwest Fresno Saturday morning. Police were called to Barstow and Contessa after midnight. A car hit a power pole. Two of them were killed in the crash. Police say both speed and alcohol were factors. One of the people in the car ran off, unknown if that was the driver or not. Hearing something popping up in most of these, alcohol. Major crash, Fresno County, has left five people injured Saturday evening, one of them in critical. 5:30 at Englehart and Parlier, just east of Reedley, a red sedan ran the stop sign, hit by a white SUV. One person from the red car had to be airlifted. Others were rushed to the hospital, are expected to survive. Two people, see, I told you it's a list, man. Two people hospitalized following a car crash in Fresno County on Sunday afternoon around 4. Clayton and Chestnut, two vehicles involved in a crash. They found the cab of a pickup truck overturned in the front yard of a home and an SUV stuck on top of a gate and a chain link fence. Two people were pinned inside. They had to be pried out by firefighters, rushed to the hospital, moderate injuries. Cause of the crash still under investigation. Officers say they do not believe drugs or alcohol were involved in that one. Driver was killed, another hospitalized after a head-on crash in Fresno County. Sunday, 8:30 last night, American Avenue near Lake Avenue, southwest of Kerman. 45-year-old Eliseo Vasquez veered into the opposite lane while traveling, collided with an oncoming Mini Cooper. That's a small car. The 45-year-old woman in the Mini Cooper was airlifted with major injuries. They're still investigating that. Unclear if drugs or alcohol were a factor. These two-lane roads, especially when you get out into the more country area, they're unnerving. They are completely unnerving. And again, I always look for a bicycle or something on somebody walking. You got to have a pretty clear shot. But I ignore that yellow line. I treat the shoulder like it's part of my lane. So that yellow line could be just to the left of my right tire. You betcha, man. I'm not going to have somebody drop a cell phone and go down to pick it up while steering and just veer a foot or two. It's all it takes. And it's inches in some of these because you have the middle yellow double line hangers. Hey, let me see how close I can get my left tire to the line in the middle. What's wrong with you people? Pay attention on those two-lane roads. Man accused of stealing a CHP officer's car in Fresno County was arrested. Now, nobody got hurt in this, and everybody was okay. So imagine when a cop gets their car stolen, that is some serious ribbon in the old locker room. Well, can you still get away with that, or is that triggering? I'm sure the environment is still there with the snicker, snicker, laugh, laugh, laugh. Yeah, the guy stole it, 34-year-old. His name is Clayton Parker. Well, he was not having a real thrilling evening, so he wanted to add some excitement to his life. So he gets into the CHP car. He runs around North and Temperance Avenue Friday evening. It wasn't a long pursuit. It was a short pursuit. He was stopped. He was arrested near Peach and Highway 180. He's been charged with felony evasion, auto theft, and DUI. Clayton, how was your weekend? Lacey. He had a story to tell. We got a big, huge win. Huge win for border security. The court has temporarily blocked Biden administration from Title 42. I just had Dr. Victor Davis Hanson on the show at 4 o'clock. Podcast available at powertalk967.com. This news of the courts blocking it had not been announced yet. And I asked him this. The courts will step in, you think, possibly, and save him. I had Ira Melman from FAIR, Federation American Immigration Reform, on, and he thought that might be the process where he goes, hey, the courts said I couldn't stop it. Do you see that happening?
Yeah, I do. I do. I think they're secretly hope. I think they're secretly happy that the courts stepped in, and they're secretly happy if the courts will affirm that ruling. And if they are going to object, it's going to be for public display. They know that nobody likes this agenda. The polls show not just Biden's unpopularity or Harris's unpopularity, but every single issue polls in the 30s and 40s. And so the Democratic Party, there's still people in the Democratic Party that are not completely off the cliff. They're not completely woke. And they see this whole party with the potential of imploding in November. I mean, when you have the Latino vote, Mexican-American vote, if these polls are correct, it's 50-50. And the African-American male vote and the suburban woman vote and all of these constituencies that typically vote overwhelmingly Democratic, it looks like they've been lost to the Democrats. They just had it, which is a very good sign because it suggests that people are not trying to identify by their tribal affiliation or their gender, their race. They're just people, and they want an equal opportunity and a chance to become upwardly mobile. And you can't do that with this left-wing party. It's a war against the middle class.
Missed the interview at 4. Available podcast, Power Talk. 967.com. Big news today. Elon Musk looking like it's not till the ink is dry, but looking like he's going to be taking over Twitter. Also, Netflix. Yeah, they become a takeover target. I'll explain that next.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
Chocolate lovers, beware. The supply chain global. Indonesia and Malaysia supply 85% of the world's palm oil. Palm oil, that's roughly 40% of the world's vegetable oil usage, which means there's going to be a demand for other types of vegetable oil. And palm oil is used as a substitute for cocoa butter by people to make chocolate. So better ration that chocolate day at the office, so they are actually saying. And who is the biggest chocolate user with palm oil combined? Nutella. There's going to be a shortage of Nutella spread. That hazelnut goodness. Actually, it's all right. Yeah, it's not bad. A little Nutella peanut butter. You ever had a Nutella peanut butter sandwich? Doesn't appeal to you, does it? Yeah, I mean, I can't even tell you last time I had it on my shelf. I like something that doesn't appeal to most people that weren't raised on it, I guess, is I guess it's the Tennessee thing, peanut butter and banana sandwiches. You ever had a peanut butter and banana sandwich? No? Oh, you've had them? Oh, you've seen them, but you've never tasted. Are you saying you haven't tasted it? Not okay. Oh, he says not appealing. Again, he hasn't answered me. Have you tasted it? No, he says. Okay. I love peanut butter and banana sandwiches. And I didn't even care that kids would make fun of it. And you know why they make fun of it? Because the banana, by the time lunchtime would hit, would turn brown. So it looked like, I mean, yeah, you know what it kind of might have looked. Yeah, it didn't look appealing, but I'd be like, oh, Big E, right? Elvis. Elvis loved peanut butter and nanner. Peanut butter and nanner sandwiches. If you haven't tried it, don't kick it to the curb yet. Give it a shot. And you have to actually, if you're going to, I mean, don't eat a peanut butter and banana sandwich and have some water to drink. You got to have milk with it. Yeah, and milk has to be cold. And if you really want to, you know, do it right, you got to have some barbecue chips with it. Barbecue chips. Ew, quit making the ew face. That just reminded me of the vegetarian face when I would eat pork chops. When you got to have the barbecue chip or any kind of chip with it's good, or it's just good on its own with a glass of milk. But I'll never make a peanut butter and banana sandwich if I don't have milk. Won't do it. Just won't do it. Well, big news, Elon Musk. Did you hear? Did you miss while you were at work?
It's official. Twitter's new owner is the world's richest person, Tesla CEO Elon Musk. The social media company will be acquired by Musk for $54.20 a share, or about $44 billion. Once the deal is done, which is subject to shareholders' approval, Twitter will become a privately held company. Twitter's board changing course and agreeing to sell the social media platform to Musk after initially gearing to fight the takeover attempt. In a statement, Musk said that free speech is the bedrock of a functioning democracy, and Twitter is the digital town square where matters vital to the future of humanity are debated.
Let's remember, I'll remind you, Neuralink, that's Elon Musk. He wants to merge the human brain with artificial intelligence. So I'm not quite sure which side he's on. Right now he's on the side of free speech, and I applaud that. And as I've stated over the last few months, well, actually longer than that, when he told California to take a hike, I'm going to take my company and go somewhere that believes in capitalism, started applauding him then. I always applauded his rockets when they went up. I, since a kid, been fascinated with space travel. So, I mean, just from that element right there, he was always cool dude in my book for putting something like that together. But you know, he's always been on the left side of the aisle, and that's okay. We can have people on the left side of the aisle in America, and we can all get along as we have the freedom of speech. They're talking about Netflix now, and I went to cancel my Netflix after talking about it on the air, saying I hadn't watched it in over a month. Why pay for it? And when I go in there to figure it out, and I've done it before and off and then back on, but I see a World War II in color. I'm like, World War II in color, 8 episodes. I'm on episode 4. Then I'm going to cancel it because I'm not watching it. It got my attention. But they're talking about right now, if you bought Netflix now, would that be like Murdoch at Fox? You know, he paid an insane price for MySpace the year before it tanked. So maybe Apple or Disney want to step in and buy it, right? They do have, I mean, it's nothing to sneeze at, right? 220 million subscribers, are around the world. And they're talking about a Netflix new advertising push. I guess Hulu's been doing that. Speaking of Hulu, the guy's trying to jump in from the planes and jump out and trade planes. One of them worked. The other guy couldn't get in the other plane and it crashed. Well, hey, A for effort. Try it again, right? But Netflix now talking about putting ads up as well. So they got a programming problem. That's what it is. I mean, a Clint Eastwood movie from the 90s shouldn't be, tracking at number 8. Woo! Hey, what a day. Thanks to Dr. Victor Davis Hanson, podcast up. Thanks to Agent Squires. God willing, we'll do it again tomorrow at 3 o'clock. John Girardi's on the radio next.